this is kind of a special episode for me. You know, spring is around the corner. And when we talk about spring, it really kind of emerges this feeling of newness, of change, of clarity. And that's stuff I really want to kind of discuss today. We can foster healthier habits, especially now that spring is coming around. Before we get started, I just want to, you know, raise awareness that this week is Sleep Awareness Week. If you've been following me on Instagram, I have been highlighting a lot of stats around how foundational sleep is. And really, when we deal with mental health and clarity, decision making, sleep creates such a cornerstone in all of this. And we're going to talk about, you know, sleep and clarity a little bit. But really, in this episode, I want us to get really clear on what we are looking for. So whether you are looking to create healthier habits, or you're a coach looking for new transformative ways to get that clarity into your clients, this is really what this episode is really diving into today. So I want to talk about the power of clarity with healthier habits. When I first started coaching, one of the things that came up a lot is I remember spending a lot of times in these coaching sessions, and they were just, I felt like I didn't know how to move the coaching session along. I struggled with a structure, you know, and I know in health coaching school, they always give you like this basic idea of how the coaching structure should run. And it usually started off with a mindfulness activity and then asking clients how their week went, or tell me something new and wonderful in your life this week. And it kind of just gave a very open-ended question to allow that to come in. However, and let me preface this. It's probably because I wasn't a really good coach at the time. I just started. And I think coaching is very much like a fine wine. It really takes a little bit to hone in your style and not just trying to repeat the style of somebody else that has kind of gone through. And, you know, I would often struggle with trying to really get my clients to focus. And I think a lot of times it was also from them. They were a little unsure of what health coaching was. You know, keep in mind, this was almost 10 years ago. So health coaching was still very new. And, you know, I think a lot of times I didn't know what health coaching really was. So it was hard for me as a coach to explain it to my client. It was hard as my client to really understand it. And I wasn't really clear on that structure. So once I really started working with clients and really getting to the clarity, that's when things started really changing. And for me, it wasn't until I started corporate coaching and someone introduced me to essentially a 15 to 20 minute session. Now, I have always been kind of someone, we have to streamline this process. Like, let's take something difficult and make it simpler. And I think that's why I really struggled as a health coach initially, because I was trying to make something into an hour session where I'm not an hour session kind of person. I am get to the meat and potatoes and move on. And that's where I really started when I got clear. You know, the person that's sitting in my chair across from me, what are they looking for? What are they looking to achieve? You know, once I started clarifying for them what they wanted, my job as a coach became so much easier. I was seeing clients reaching goals significantly faster in less time. We were doing 15, 20 minute sessions and we were knocking out goals. It was really transformative because prior to that, I would spend an hour with a client and I felt like the only thing we got out of that session was all excuses of why things couldn't get done. Soon as we shortened the session, chopped it down, got clear, the session started moving along. And I'm going to talk a little bit towards the end of this episode about the laser coaching and how you can learn more about it. But I really want, you know, if you're listening to this and if you're struggling, whether it's with your client or with your own health, the one thing I want you to get is really clear. I want you to think of what you want out of whatever health goal you're setting, whether it's to work out 3 times a week, it's to eat better, it's to cut carbs, whatever goal you have set up. Maybe it's to sleep better. I want you to be really clear what that goal is. The next thing I want you to really be clear is how you are going to achieve that goal. And there's a caveat to that. It has to be practical and easily fit into your lifestyle. Because if you have a very fast-paced lifestyle, maybe you're a shift worker, maybe you're a nurse, and you work 4 days a week, you're off 3. If you are saying, listen, I am going to follow, let's say, a whole foods diet, right? And that is how you are going to reach your goal. You're going to eat super clean. It's all going to be whole foods, homemade. Maybe you're following in a whole 30 diet, but you have a super busy lifestyle. And your goal is to do this, but set one day aside to do all your prep work for the week. Now, a lot of us would look at that and say, that's pretty. That's a solid plan. I will tell you, anytime we are taking an entire day to meal prep, we are setting ourselves up for failure, especially if you have a family, spouses, kids. If you live alone or maybe with a partner or a spouse, this might be possible and it might be practical for you. So that's where I'm saying you really have to really dig into what you're doing. Is it practical? Because I know for myself, and I don't live a shift lifestyle, it is very difficult for me to say, I'm going to set aside Sundays as a meal prep. Because something will always come up. Maybe it's a kid's soccer game or someone has to get to work. Maybe there's a family activity. There's always something that comes up that throws me off the track. And I see this with a lot of my clients. So really, I want you to look at that pathway and see if that's practical. Now, you could say, I am still going to follow a whole foods diet. I am still going to focus on real foods. Maybe I will prep 2 or 3 dishes a week. Most of the time, I will tell you prepping, if we can prep veggies, a lot of times we can get to where we're going faster. And the reason why veggies is because most of us have a Sam's Club or a Costco that we can grab a rotisserie chicken. Veggies tends to be where we struggle. So if we could prep a bunch of veggies, take 2 hours out of a Sunday, prep the veggies and have them all stocked in the refrigerator, now it might be something that's feasible. So really look at the how practical your solution is. Then I want you to do one more thing. I want you to figure out a plan B. Now, I call this the chaos plan. If you've worked with me, we call this the chaos plan. And the chaos plan is essentially when shit hits the fan, what are we going to do? Because I can guarantee you in life, when you get busy, life gets loud. And that will throw anybody off even the best well-laid plan. So we're going to plan for that shit hitting the fan. What do you do? What does it look like? If your backup is, hey, listen, you know what? It's going to be one meal and it's just not going to be homemade. That's great. Maybe you have a local restaurant that does local meals. Maybe you're pulling into Chipotle, grabbing some chicken and rice and veggies. That's fine. Just have some kind of plan that when it all fails, you have a backup. One of my backups that I really love is, you know, especially if I'm focusing on food, is rotisserie chickens and Caesar salad. I know rotisserie chicken, Caesar salad just kind of has a comfort factor for me. Rotisserie chicken's easy. I can run in just about any local grocery store and I might get the smallest rotisserie chicken there was ever. But you know what? I'll get 2 of them. It doesn't matter. It's easy and it's fail-proof. And I have sat in a car pulling apart a rotisserie chicken and shaking the salad mix up in the bag and eating it, watching my kids play lacrosse. So it's just, we want to have that chaos plan. What does it look like? And what is it? So remember, we want to get really clear on what our goals are, how we're going to achieve it. Is it practical? And then set up the chaos plan. I can almost guarantee you that if you put this in place, you will find that reaching your goals isn't as hard. It's kind of easy. You have a plan and it's a really simple plan. So when we come to healthy habits, we have to be clear. Same thing with exercise routines. Same thing with sleep schedules. And, you know, that brings us into it's Sleep Awareness Week. And sleep really is the cornerstone to clarity, to productivity, to safety, to our health and wellness. The average person sleeps about 6 hours, 5 to 6 hours a night. Yet we know the average person needs 7 to 9. And I'm going to tell you that 7 to 9 is a little the wide range. And from my experience working with a lot of people, I find women, it's more 8 to 9. Men, it's more 7 to 8. And one of the reasons is women and our hormones. They are severely complex. And a lot of times we just need extra time to recover, especially during certain times of the month. And women, if you've ever tracked your cycle, track your sleep, track your moods, you will know exactly what I am talking about. So it's really important that we start prioritizing sleep. There was a study done that showed one night of just being restless during sleep. It increases anxiety up to 30%. That is significant. So many of us suffer from anxiety. And if it's just, 30% increase just in not getting one night of good sleep. And it's kind of crazy when we really dive into, if anyone's taken my Better Sleep course, any coaches or wellness practitioners, if you've taken my Better Sleep course, we talk about a study with nurses. There was a study done with about 50,000 nurses, and they found that there were more mistakes made when nurses had 6 hours of sleep versus 7. And it was significant in the amount of increase in medical mistakes or mishaps or near mistakes for 1 hour of sleep. The difference between 7 hours of sleep and 6 hours of sleep showed that much significance. And this is where I have a lot of people that'll ask me, where should I focus first, my sleep or my nutrition? And I used to make kind of a joke. I said, well, if you were talking to a neurologist, they would tell you sleep. If you were talking to a nutritionist, they would tell you food. If you talk to a health coach, they would tell you whatever you could do first. Kind of changed my thought process on this. Over the years, I have really saw very clearly sleep is king or queen. Sleep is just so much more important. We can eat good, but get lousy sleep and the needle doesn't get moved forward. Actually, the needle can move backwards. But if we do nothing else but get better sleep, our needle will move forward. It is really wild how quickly health can improve just by a little bit more sleep. So if you're getting 5 to 6 hours of sleep and you're looking for a goal, maybe it's to be healthier, follow a fitness routine, eat better, do nothing else and get more sleep and see how your life changes. I've had so many people come to me and say, nope, I can't focus. I can't operate on more than 4 or 5 hours of sleep. It just doesn't work for me. I get too tired. I challenge them. 2 weeks. Give me 2 weeks of 7 hours of sleep a night at minimum or day or whenever you sleep and tell me it doesn't work. I have yet to have anyone do this. Follow through for the 2 weeks and tell me it doesn't work. I've had so many people come to me and say, my mental health is better. I've lost 5 pounds and I haven't even been changing anything I eat. It's because when we are sleeping, our body can repair, it can utilize things, it can let go of retained water. Now, I'm not saying if you go to sleep, you're going to drop 20 pounds. But what I am saying, if you sleep, and here's a crazy thing. I want you, if you have a good relationship with a scale, step on the scale. One night when you don't get 7 to 9 hours of sleep, another time you get 7 to 9 hours of sleep, I can almost guarantee you it'll be a 1 to 2 pound difference. Just by getting sleep. And if you don't believe me, I will put a link in the show note. I actually had a neurologist come on and talk about why that works, because it's really crazy on how important sleep is. So I really, if you struggle with sleep, before you do anything else, get that sleep check. And you know what? Because it is Sleep Awareness Week, I want to bring up sleep apnea real quick. There is so much more advancements in sleep apnea there has been, you know, you can be getting maybe your 7 to 9 hours of sleep, but you don't wake up feeling refreshed. Your partner has told you you stop breathing in the middle of the night, or you're snoring really loud. Listen, please get that checked out, because you might be hijacking your health because your sleep is not optimal, even if you're getting the proper amount of sleep. So if you wake up feeling tired, if your spouse is telling you this, it's really important that we double check that we're not having sleep issues. You know, one of the things is, if I just posted a thing today about Sleep Awareness Week, and health coaches, wellness practitioners, this part is for you. If you work with anybody in healthcare, manufacturing, transportation, airlines, veterinary medicine, entertainment, nightlife, retail, customer service, if you work with women with young children or adults caring for other adults, I want to be very clear, you work with shift workers. And if your sleep strategies are not designed specifically for their lifestyles, it is not going to work. I don't want to hear anybody ever tell a shift worker to go to bed the same time every night. I don't want to hear it anymore, because it's actually doing more harm than good. And if you want to learn more about that, you could check out our Better Sleep course. Link is in the show notes, because we have to change, as wellness practitioners, the narrative of how we communicate, how we set up goals for shift workers so they're achievable. We talked about the importance of clarity. This is where the importance of clarity and practicality really set in motion. Because if you're telling a nurse who works rotating shifts to go to bed the same time every night, it's not going to work for them. Healthy doesn't work for them. And they don't even try to move the needle forward, because it's, step one's impossible. If you can't do step one, how are you moving to step two? And that's where coaching really needs to come in. We need to change these narratives. I was talking earlier on how laser coaching really kind of changed my coaching structure. I fell into a framework that really just in a short period of time, just moved the needle forward. We were able to get really clear with clients really quickly and how they were going to do it. There was no time for excuses. And really, we didn't need excuses, because they were taking the lead. They were telling me how it worked. It was one of the reasons why I feel like I did so successful within shift work, because I knew nothing about it. I just listened. I listened to people telling me what would work. And that's kind of the beauty of laser coaching. When you, as a client, when you have somebody, or as a coach, when you have somebody sit in front of you, they are the expert in themselves, their lifestyle. They know what works. They know what doesn't. They know, you know, we do some things where we talk about brainstorming sessions. And I say, okay, you know what? This is your goal. I want you to throw out the craziest ideas. How do you think that goal can work? I don't care how crazy they are. Let's throw them out. And for 1 minute, they go wild. We sometimes get the craziest things. One person one time told me, okay, well, if I could stop time, I can get 6 hours of sleep. Okay. Now we're going to, after that brainstorming session, now I have no way of stopping time, either does they. We're now going to go into the practicality of that brainstorming session. Okay, now that we brainstormed, what is something that we might be able to do? Can't stop time, but maybe I can lean on my kids to help out with dinner. Maybe I can hire somebody to clean my house twice a month. Maybe I can start teaching my kids or my spouse to do the laundry. Is there something we can do to make our time more optimal? And that's what kind of one of the beauties in these laser coaching sessions we do. And utilizing a framework of clarity, utilizing, you know, our own individual powers as humans, and knowing what works and what doesn't, and walking them through that framework is so helpful. And we could take an hour session down to 15 minutes and they can walk away with one or two items to tackle. And I think that's a big thing when it comes to laser coaching. A lot of times when we're sitting in these bigger coaching sessions, we have, okay, I'm going to go to bed an hour early. I'm going to wake up and journal. I'm going to go hit the gym. We walk out of a longer coaching sessions with a lot of to-dos. Laser coaching, you walk out with one. What is one thing we can do to move the needle forward? Micro habits are huge when it comes to laser coaching. And the crazy thing is there's smaller changes and we get success faster. It is wild. If someone were to tell me that micro habits can move the needle significantly faster towards our goals, they would have told me this 10, 12 years ago, I wouldn't have believed you. But after 8 or 9 years of doing it, it works. So if you want to learn more about my laser coaching framework, you can join in. I'm doing a laser coaching workshop. It is on March 27th. There'll be a link in the show notes. You can get on the workshop, join in, listen to us. And listen, if you already have kind of a framework of coaching and you're not sure how to put this laser coaching into place, any of these workshops, I offer 30-minute coaching sessions for health and wellness professionals that they can really take their framework. We can work together, put it into that framework so that way you're not changing much on your side either. Because as much as we want to be clear and laser focused and practical for our clients, we need to do the same thing for us. And if you're a shift worker, if you live a chaotic lifestyle and you want to hear more on how you can enhance healthier habits, I've actually created a whole playlist for you. So check out the show notes, check out the shift workers playlist, and you can go through and stream hours of podcasts that will help you fit healthy habits into your existing lifestyle. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I really want to let you know that it is totally possible to change healthy habits in a shorter amount of time. And being clear is the cornerstone on this. So thank you for listening. I will talk to you next week and have a great rest of your day.